AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Members of Congress are getting briefings today on tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The AP's Sagar Magani reports lawmakers will be told the plan is not to go to war.
Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan's among those who'll brief Congress after telling reporters it appears the recent U.S. military response to Iran has had an effect. But
the threat remains high.
The president warned Iran yesterday against taking action.
It will be met, obviously, with great force.
But he also says he's willing to negotiate. Given the administration's policy shifts, skeptical Democrats got a second opinion, inviting former Obama administration officials to brief them. The dual briefings are unusual and potentially polarizing amid alarms of a potential military confrontation with Tehran. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn was supposed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. He did not show up.
This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it. We will not allow the president to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the committee wants to know more from a key witness in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. This is the ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins.
Don't be fooled. Majority wants the fight. They want the drama. He does not actually want the information he claims to be seeking.
Collins says Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing. On the steps of the Supreme Court,
they're
yelling, "Stop the ban." Abortion rights supporters are holding a rally after recent approvals of stricter abortion laws in several states. Three police officers in New Jersey are on paid administrative leave. Authorities there are investigating a violent arrest that was caught on video. A teenager, the video shows a man being punched repeatedly in the face by officers as he was taken into custody. This is AP Radio News. A slight drop last month in home sales.
The number of homes sold in the U.S. last month fell 0.4%. The National Association of Realtors says homes sold at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of just under 5.2 million, about 20,000 fewer than in March. Buyers are having to contend with prices that have consistently risen faster than wages, while construction and sales listings haven't responded to demand from would-be buyers. Sales have declined nearly 4.5% from a year ago. The drop is concentrated in homes worth less than $250,000. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Alabama Public Television decided not to air an episode of the PBS children's show Arthur because it included a same-sex wedding. In the episode, Arthur attends the wedding of his teacher and partner. Alabama Public Television also pulled an episode of Arthur in 2005 when a character had two mothers. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.